God's Spirit through the years.
Aaron Eileen Ivers, there from a CD called On Nullag. That's an Irish Christmas. Anyway, Eileen King, she has a thing about an Irish country home, so okay, we'll see.
One evening long ago, sat an old man and his little daughter Nell. Said the girl with Irish glee, as she played on Papa's knee, "You promised me a story you would tell. Mother dear," she asked, "come tell me how she used to look," she cries. "Handsome Nell," the old man said, as he slowly bent his head. Tears were in his eyes, he then replied. Blossoms on the clover, she was fairer than the evening sunset glow. But I never will forget how much I loved her. Tried to make our house a home of happiness. Till in bright September's morn, on the day that you were born, God took her to a brighter home above. She was sweeter than blossoms on the clover. She was fairer than the evening sunset glow. But I never will forget how much I loved her.
Gavin was just asking me there, what does that have to do with Christmas? Very little. It just slipped in there somehow, yeah. Happens around here.
This is Joe Byrne of Tourism Ireland, inviting you to come home in 2013 to be part of the gathering. The gathering is a call to the global Irish tribe to join in the largest family reunion in history. It will be far more than just another vacation. you can join in the wonderful program of events, clan gatherings, school reunions, family get-togethers, and homecoming festivals. And you will enjoy the warmest of welcomes home. So go on, plan your visit now, or better still, organize your own gathering. Bring your family, friends, and colleagues, and play your part in Ireland's renewal. You'll be glad if you do. For more information and great value offers, visit Ireland.com. The Gathering Ireland 2013, be part of it.
All right, I'm joined by Gavin Enright here as we present our Christmas show 2012. And we're listening to Paddy Noonan with Jingle Bell Dig. Ronan Tynan in his album I'll Be Home for Christmas. You want to hear this tune by anybody else as far as I know? I don't know where he dug it up. IrishRadio.com. info@irishradio.com if you want to get in touch with us.
Holidays and Christmas go hand in hand, like lovers and loved ones right throughout the land. Drink and be merry, it's tradition, that's why it's here. The Yanks and the Irish drinking whiskey and beer. We are happy and proud of our nations, especially when we've all had our fill. The gargle is mighty when you keep it down. Otherwise it's messy for all those around. So drink and be merry, think of those you love. Don't get so jarred, you forget the man above. Come on, ye boys in green, come on, red, white, and blue. Don't forget the firemen and the PDs too. They've all got this in common, they know how to celebrate. Suffering in silence, hearing the bells on Christmas Day. Woo! Drink and be merry, think of those you love. Don't get so jarred, you forget the man above. It's the one night of the year when the husband is let loose. The wife gives dispensation for for himself to cope his ghost, raising back his hair, wearing his Sunday best, reminding him as he shuts the door, tomorrow he'll have no rest. We are happy and proud of our nations, especially when we've all had our fill. The gargle is mighty, once you keep it down, otherwise it's messy for all those around. So drink and be merry, think of those you love, but don't get so jar-eyed, forget the man above. Come on, you boys in green, come on, red, white and blue, and don't forget the firemen and the PDs too. For after all, it's Christmas, comes but once a year. Give thanks and praise to everyone, celebrate with mighty cheer. Come on, drink and be merry, think of those you love, but don't get so jar-eyed, you forget the man above. Come on, drink and be merry, think of those you love. Don't get so jar-eyed, you forget the man above.
Oh, yeah. Ronan Tynan, keeping Christ in Christmas.
Hello, this is Brian O'Dwyer from the law firm of O'Dwyer and Bernstein. For over 100 years, our law firm have concentrated on construction accidents, scaffolding accidents, automobile accidents, personal injury, medical malpractice, and all sorts of accidents. For over the past 100 years, we have been proud to serve the Irish-American community and will continue to do so. Our offices are located on Paul O'Dwyer Way, 52 Duane Street, just beside City Hall. Our telephone number is 212-571-7100. That's 212-571-7100. And remember, there is never any charge for consultation. O'Dwyer and Bernstein, we use our legal expertise to fight for the rights of all New Yorkers.
Christmas in Dublin. Well, let's see, Robbie Dunn here has something to say about that. Well, I thought he did. Oh, he does, yeah. Good man, Robbie. I'm trying to impress my grandson here.
Christmas time in Dublin. Sitting round the fire with the family. Singing songs that we all know from years and years ago. And this is what Christmas means to me. Christmas lights light up.
right? Christmas in Dublin, there with Robbie Dunn, and indeed he has the accent to go with it. All right, here's somebody now with some good advice coming up. Brian.
Mary had a baby.
No, I wouldn't think so. Hold on. Brian.
2013 is going to be a very exciting year in Ireland. Hello, this is Brian Stack, president of CIE Tours International. Here to tell you that 2013 has been named the Year of the Gathering in Ireland. That's right, the year when there's so much happening with festivals, concerts, fairs and parties. All to celebrate visitors with Irish connections and those without Irish connections. For our part, we in CIE Tours International have the most comprehensive range of great vacations, priced to demonstrate the great value that Ireland has to offer. Take our Irish Spirit Tour, an 8-day all-inclusive escorted tour, including all meals, accommodations, transport and visits to attractions throughout the country, all from around $1,200, land only. Or you could combine a tour of Scotland and Ireland for just $1,700, land only. Why not see your travel agent or contact us at cietours.com and enjoy the gathering in Ireland.
The Christmas song, we hear that at least a half a dozen times a day on radio, but not by Val Dunican.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows the turkey and some mistletoe can help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeers really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. Simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
And we bring you greetings from John Leahy and Quinnipiac University. Great place, actually. It's only open since the end of September, but it's Ireland's Great Hunger Museum, and it is located in Hamden, Connecticut. It's about 90 minutes from New York City, a couple of hours from Boston. It's located on Whitney Avenue in Hamden, Connecticut, and it is an amazing experience. Ireland's Great Hunger Museum is the only one of its kind in North America, and it's a refuge for famine victims, and it's home to generation of their descendants. From 1845 to 1852, more than 1 million Irish men, women, and children either starved to death or died from complications caused by famine, and then another 2 million fled Ireland to avoid death, disease, destitution. And so here we have, seven generations later, John Leahy decided to bring something that ironically we haven't had in the United States, but in doing it he has created this Quinnipiac University's Ireland's Great Hunger Museum. And it's probably one of the greatest disasters in Irish history, and but the museum itself brings the world's largest collection of paintings, of sculptures, other kinds of visual media relating to the catastrophe of the Irish famine. Let me give you a website where you can log on and get your information. It's riddled with information. This, by the way, this museum is open and operating. Admission is free, and maybe through the upcoming season, if you're looking for somewhere to go, and if you're looking for a museum that you can drive to and find out an awful lot about your Irish heritage, in particular the artifacts, and the one place in the United States museum that is dedicated to the Irish famine, then let me send you on to the website, which is www.ighm.org. To remember that, it is IGHM, as in Irish Great Hunger Museum, .org, not .com. Okay, let's see. We have the bells on Christmas Day. I heard the bells on Christmas Day. Gavin, before you were born, as a matter of fact, before your mom or dad were born, and of course your mother is my daughter, Linda, and maybe this would be a good time to send Christmas greetings to all the Enrights down in Long Beach, New York.
Absolutely. Special Christmas wishes out to, of course, my immediate family. And, you know, the rest of the Enright family doesn't get talked as much on the family program. And so definitely a couple of shout-outs to those in Australia, Angola, wherever.
That's right. Spread
around the world there are. You know?
New Zealand, right?
Absolutely.
Your dad's actually...
he's been there once or twice.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, as a matter of fact, he kind of got familiar with New Zealand very early in life.
Yeah, I think he may have been born and raised there. We don't know. We haven't seen the proper birth requirements, but...
Yeah, okay. Well, let's not start anything now at this about questioning birth certificates or anything else, considering that this is a very it's a time of great sensitivity down in Washington, and there's, you know... You know what Donald Trump says, he needs proof. So anyway, your dad was born in New Zealand.
Absolutely. So, and, you know, there's still more Enrights living around the area in Levin, New Zealand, and Wellington, and all around those areas. So Merry Christmas to them. Merry Christmas to the Enrights in Australia. Merry Christmas to the Enrights in Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, there's...
And your other
everywhere.
Granddad is in Kerry.
Absolutely, in Tralee.
In Tralee, in Kerry. This is the Flannelly Show, and we're coming to you live from our studios, 515 Madison Avenue in New York City, and we'll be with you until 12 o'clock. We'll have news coming from Kevin O'Connor in about 20 minutes or so. And later on in the program, we will be joined by John Deary. And, well, I just want to bring you, I believe we're about to link up with somebody. So let me just bring you a message from Joe Byrne. In the meantime, you know what's on his mind.
This is Joe Byrne of Tourism Ireland, inviting you to come home in 2013 to be part of the gathering. The gathering is a call to the global Irish tribe to join in the largest family reunion in history. It will be far more than just another vacation. You can join in the wonderful program of events, clan gatherings, school reunions, family get-togethers and homecoming festivals. And you will enjoy the warmest of welcomes home. So go on, plan your visit now, or better still, organize your own gathering. Bring your family, friends and colleagues and play your part in Ireland's renewal. You'll be glad if you do. For more information and great value offers, visit ireland.com. The Gathering Ireland 2013. Be part of it.
Friends, on our first...
Be part of it.
Hello. Do you know that when George Washington signed the Constitution in 1776, a small village called Blarney in County Cork, Ireland, was already manufacturing fine wools and tweeds for the American market? Since Washington's time, America has grown into the world's leading nation, and Blarney Woolen Mills has become the world's largest Irish store, brimming with tradition, heritage, and the best of Irish products. Thousands of Americans visit Blarney Woolen Mills every week. But if you can't get to Ireland this year, make the connection and visit us online at blarney.com. I'm Darren from Blarney Woolen Mills. We ship worldwide for free, and we're just a click away.
Friends, particularly those who may be listening to us in far-flung areas of the world, one of the worst tragedies... senseless tragedies a little over a week ago, last Friday to be exact, a massacre in an elementary school brought this fellow who had a gun collection. First of all, he murdered his mother, then went on to the school, and he with his high-powered semi-automatic guns, murdered 20 6- and 7-year-olds and 6 school administrators, teachers, carers, the kind of tragedy that we cannot even pretend or begin to understand. He, of course, when the first responders when the police, the fire departments, the emergency, those who take care of us. Throughout the world, I think a lot of times we take it for granted that that's their job and that's what they ought to do. Had they not shown up in Newtown, Connecticut, in that school in Newtown, instead of 20 students, this could be hundreds of students. We're trying to get our heads around it. We do know that the families, every single day since then, we look at, we get images and we get stories of the devastation that has taken place and the permanent lifetime hurt of fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters and family members and friends for those who were so senselessly murdered a week before Christmas. We send our best wishes and our prayers to all of those, to the families and to those who suffered the worst type of devastation. Roma Downey of Touched by an Angel fame has recorded many, well, she's got so many recordings and on film and on stage, but she has an album called Healing Angel. And I think she might sum up for us a simple prayer.
Instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, unity. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is error, truth. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is sadness, joy. And where there is darkness, light. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. It is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace.
when the curtains of night are drawn back by the stars and the beautiful moon lights the sky and the dewdrops from heaven are kissing the rose, then my thoughts to you, darling, do fly. As if on the wings of a beautiful dove, in haste with a message it bears, just to bring you a kiss of affection and say, I'll remember your love in my prayer. When the heavenly angels are guarding the gates, as God has ordained them to do, in answer to prayers I have offered to Him, I know there is one watching you. By land or by sea, I shall share all your sorrows and cares. And each night when I kneel by my bedside to pray, I remember your love in my prayer.
Friends, for now coming up to a quarter of a century, there's a co-host of the program. He is indeed a very prominent lawyer in the Irish community and hosts his own television program. I refer, of course, to John Deary, co-host of the program. And John, you're very welcome indeed.
Thanks an awful lot, Adrian. I think we got that good music going in the back, that beautiful...
You like that?
Oh, it's lovely. Thank you. Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I understand you got your top man there next year.
They needed reinforcements for this week, big week.
Yes, Gavin and Wright being here. This is... we want to take this opportunity... John, and you've been very much a part of our program. When we start counting, not only the years of our friendship, but also you're helping to get this program out week after week, year after year. When we start counting in 5 years at a clip, we know we're getting up there.
So, Adrian, I was in such a wonderfully upbeat holiday spirit, and now you have to take and throw that one out? Well, I'll tell you, it is true what you say, Adrian. It is so much of a joy to be part of the show and have been for so long. But it is true when you say you get these things counting in fives rather than one, and they do go by more
quickly
than you'd like.
The inverse wouldn't be bad, you know? I think we all find it when we're young, we want to be older, and, when we're 21, we figure that should be some kind of a mark in life, but then it would be nicer to be 25 when you can get a cheaper car insurance, and the next thing you know, that's all only a fading memory. However, John, we've had, first of all, we have Gavin here from Long Beach. We had Mike Benn from Rockaway. And the devastation, this it's no harm for this year to end. When you think of all of the people we know and many who we don't know, all on the East Coast, New Jersey, Staten Island, Brooklyn, the Rockaways, and indeed up in the Bronx and on to Connecticut, that really have never imagined that their homes, that everything belonging to them, should be destroyed by Hurricane Sandy, and in addition to which, many of them, have been displaced from their heritage, from their homes, from generations who have lived along the shorelines. We heard from both Gavin here and Mike Benn that many will be back, that areas, that beach areas, are indeed a part of them, and they'll find a way to get back.
Well, you said it very well, Adrian, and I think that I've mentioned more than a few times of my own experience in really going back. You talk about it years ago, but going back in grammar school and high school and the many, many incredibly wonderful summers that our family spent, as did many other Bronx families, you know, getting away to the end of the world and goodbye to Parkchester and hello to Rockaway. That was a remarkable event, and with many just incredible memories and experiences. So, you know, in hearing about this and talking to friends, again, you mentioned in Neponset and Bell Harbor and friends in Breezy Point that have lost homes, and it's inconceivable. As I think you may have said at an earlier show, those are things that your readers see about, but they take place in Colorado, Arizona, or Mississippi somewhere. They don't take place in your backyard until you wake up and find out that, in fact, they do. And it is true that there is, as we're talking on Irish radio, in many of these neighborhoods and communities had a disproportionate Irish population and flavor to them. And, it's amazing how the media and events overtake. So Sandy was front and center, you know, for those 3 weeks or maybe a month or so, and then of course obviously along came Connecticut here, and nothing else seemed to be covered. But the truth is that these people are day after day trying to rehabilitate homes destroyed, lives destroyed, and but I like to hear the spirit that many are going to be moving back one way or the other, because the truth is they are remarkably unique neighborhoods, and that shoreline living is not that it's hard to beat, it's virtually impossible to beat, but it's been a tremendous struggle, there's no question. It goes on even today.
John, to the Dearies, and of course to your family, we get again to wish you a very happy Christmas. You can have the entire office to yourself this week, because we won two round trip tickets to Ireland. I assume so. Gavin came up with the tickets. I assume we won them.
So am I gathering that after you do the show, you'll be headed across the Atlantic? Is that what you're telling me?
Absolutely. Out of here. You remember how in Parkchester, how goodbye Parkchester, hello Rockaway? goodbye Madison Avenue. You know, hello Ireland.
So you're going to be there until when, Mr. Flanley?
Hope we'll be back for next Saturday's program.
Oh, okay. Well,
but of course, if it gets extended, you will know it will be due to unforeseen circumstances. I don't think we've used that one lately.
No, that one, Adrian, it's got it. And I tell you, you deliver those terms in a very grave and serious way. It comes across believable. Unforeseen circumstances prevented us from returning. Yeah, okay.
So I'm predicting that there could well be unforeseen circumstances. So well, don't worry
about the circumstances, Adrian. let me not only wish you Merry Christmas, but knowing full well you won't be back until after the first of the year. Happy New Year.
Well, okay, John. All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your faith in us. Of course,
if anyone can pull it off, I know you're the man.
Thank you.
Right there,
thank you
bye.
Again. Okay, friends, John Deary there, again, 25 years as co-host of our program. Let us, since we are going home for Christmas, let's go back to a school in, and I'm trying to remember, I think this might be in, maybe in Wexford. I don't have a lot of information, but the message is clear. Come home for Christmas.
Down every lane there's a childhood where Christmas was more than a day. There were feelings of mystery and loving. No ocean can wash all those memories away. In the center was Bethlehem's stable, with the Christ child asleep on the hay. In the window a bright shining candle, to show wondering strangers a welcoming way. Steps in the snow, all the greetings from friends and from neighbors, as homeward from church every family did go. Excitement of dawn Christmas morning, with each present so carefully laid.
Friends on our way out the door to Ireland, we would like to bring you again our very, very best warm wishes, not only for Christmas but a peace and joy and happiness and prosperity for the new year. My in studio co-host here has been extraordinarily impressed by the selection of music that we played since Gavin Enright came into the studio. And you do know, in terms of commentary, when somebody like Gavin says, why don't you, that after that, well, I tune up. Well, what were you asking me? Why don't I what?
Well, I mean, it is Christmas this mm-hmm. week. This is our Christmas show.
Yeah.
So, we survived the end of the world yesterday, so I think it's time to celebrate, play a little something upbeat that everyone knows that could get their day started and get their
right.
Christmas weekend under wraps.
Now, excuse me for commenting here, but when you say that everybody knows, I notice you've lined up something here. The Pogues, everybody knows the Pogues, right?
I'd say they're pretty popular.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And Christmas. Yeah, very, yeah, this is very upbrow.
Give it a minute.
An old man said to me,
yeah, happy Christmas, all right.
Say another one. And then we sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on the lucky one, came in 18-1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas. When all our dreams come true.
Now, excuse me, I thought this was going to be upbeat. Oh, it's becoming upbeat, is it?
I think this is the start of it.
Yeah. Yeah, normally we would end off with a song, you know, of a religious nature or of anything. Now we're going to end up with the Pogues here. When did they actually start cursing and swearing and stuff?
Oh, it's coming, don't worry.
Oh, it's coming. All right, okay.
We're ushering in a new era of Irish radio.
Okay. All right. I notice any second now they'll be making derogatory remarks. So maybe this is a good time. And for us to wind up the program and hope, friends, that you have enjoyed the program and that you will continue to enjoy Christmas. And again, we'll be back with you next week, either way. Either from Ireland or from here. Only Sheridan, all the Sheridans, the Flannelys, the Enrights, the O'Dwyers, the Burns, the Durkins, and indeed all of us who, the Dearies, obviously, and all of us as Irish Radio, our friends too, and from our sponsors, want to wish you a very, very happy and Merry Christmas. God bless.
rang the minute the music was over. Yeah, I don't know if she heard that. I'm sure she did, actually. But definitely it was the birthday thing, though.